Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. Russell Jackman is off today because he's having shoulder surgery, that rascal. So anyway, at each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme is miscellaneous trivia, and we do have a special guest. Mike, would you please introduce our guest?
I believe what you want to say about Russell, he's actually out on assignment.
He's out on assignment.
When all the big announcers do another gig and say, yeah, they're out on assignment. So, listen, we've got a big assignment this morning. We're going to introduce a guy who is very well known. Of course, this show is out of the San Francisco Bay Area, but we're heard all over the country, the world. We are going to introduce a gentleman that you need to know. If you don't know, his name is Bill Cartwright. He is the pride, well, of many places. I'm going to say Elk Grove, California. But listen, he's a guy you just we're thrilled to have on. So we're going to talk. We're just going to have a conversation with Bill. And when we talk to Bill, I'm going to thank one of his teammates for putting us together. That's my tease. So okay. Stick around. We'll have some fun.
We're going to cut to our quick break, and then we are going to be right back with Bill Cartwright.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at MortgageInvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments' exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit MortgageInvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to MortgageInvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell. Mike, please reintroduce our guest.
All right, happy to do so. I want to actually, you know, his name is Bill Cartwright, and he's a guy that I had the pleasure of meeting Bill back in, I was like in seventh grade. Bill was at my basketball camp. I believe it was Phil Smith, Bob Gaylor basketball camp. I had a chance to see this guy just shooting around. Could have been nicer. And Bill, of course, played for Elk Grove High School near Sacramento. He was born in Lodi, and you know was every school in the country wanted him. He decided to go to the University of San Francisco, and then of course played multiple years in the NBA. Played for the New York Knicks, Chicago Bulls, Seattle Supersonics, was an NBA All-Star, won three NBA World Championships, and you know what? He accomplished a lot. Bill, welcome to the show. Absolutely thrilled. Thank you to your great teammate, the prankster, Marvin Deloach, for putting us together so many years late.
Yes, we should thank Marvin. Marvin is, and thank you for being on the show. Marvin is quite the character. Everybody loves this guy. Great person, good friend, and he still does comedy shows. So he's great to be around. So I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, in fact, Bill, you know he's going to be performing with J.J. Walker in January. So he's hanging around the big boys.
All I have to say is dynamite. You know what? I got to start off with this. Okay, Bill. You know, it's funny. I think about the years that you played and how, like, you know, the Pistons with Bill Laimbeer and all that, and how it was almost like football rather than basketball, and now how the game has changed. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because I mean, I think about Bill Laimbeer would have fouled out in the first 3 minutes if he was playing nowadays.
Well, all of us, yeah. But that's what basketball was. And, you know, before I came to Chicago, I was in New York for 9 years. And there's, you know, it was just a roughly contested game. There was no layups. If you gave up a layup, you probably had to come out of the game. You could hand check. Guys come across the line, you check them. It was just a lot more physical game. So now it's a lot more free-flowing. They play smaller. They play from the outside. They play outside in, which I don't care what the numbers tell me. That's insane. It's just a different game, and you just try to watch it and enjoy it. It is nightmarish to watch at times, so you just watch it, turn it off and come back, and turn it off and come back. But I'm still a big basketball fan, and I still enjoy watching the soap opera type endings of games. So it's still fun.
Yeah.
And, they don't you don't see as much man to man. I mean, I don't say man to man, but like one on one. You know, like when you were playing, there was a lot of one on one. You know, until there was a layup that didn't happen. But you don't seem to see that as much today, do you?
Well, there's no one on one on the post. There's no post play, which is very confusing.
Yeah.
Sometimes occasionally they'll play off the elbow. You'll see some split cuts, and you'll see some different actions that look similar. But what you're going to see now is a lot of dribble handoff. Dribble handoff like a globe trying to weave to a high screen roll. And that's pretty much their offense, everybody's offense. So it's interesting. I still haven't figured it out yet, but it looks like nonsense to me. So, but, you know, everybody has their own generation, their own age, so you just try to go with it. I'm just an old guy now. You know, 67 this year, yeah. Really, really old. So I guess just call it from that and just move along.
Come on, Bill. You're not old at all. You look great. You know, I get to hear about from some of your teammates and people that know you. You were a tough guy on the court, but you're a pretty beloved guy off the court. You've done so much. First of all, you know, a lot to talk about, but we got to make some breaking news here. Edward, you don't know this, but when Bill and I talked off camera, here's part of the deal. We have to have Bill back on in December because he's coming out with an autobiography. So
awesome.
Can we announce that already? That's a done deal?
Yeah, of course. We got to come back. We got to talk about it. And we can highlight that a little bit now. It just really talks about my journey, talks a lot about my parents. And it was really super cool because they started really with a pandemic because I would never do this other than that, just to have something to do. But it was a lot of fun. And I got a chance to find out some just different things about your people that you grew up with that you never knew, where they went to school, what it was like at those times. And that's in the 40s and 50s. Their transition. My dad's from Texas. My mom's from Pennsylvania. How in the world did they end up in California? And find out that story. So it's just really super cool to have that information. And thank God it's over, because it took about 2 years, 2+ years to get done. And I'm not sure I'm a writer now, or I'm just I'm not a writer. But we're just happy and proud to have it done. It has my sisters in there, so everybody got a piece of it to kind of tell a little bit about what happened. So I'm just really happy.
But the cool thing is that I didn't mean to catch up, Bill, but you wrote this with your wife. Tell us about that. How many guys write a book with their wives? I think that's cool. A testament to your marriage and to your love.
Yeah, that's a testament to her too. I can get a little testy to be around every day. So she's extraordinarily patient, and to spend that much time with me, I don't know. A lot of patience that way, but it was fun. And like I said, it was informative, and some of my high school teammates got a piece of it to be able to kind of tell their story and their thoughts. And I was really involved in college as well, and some of my NBA guys. And I got Dusty Baker to do the foreword on the book. He's the real godfather of Sacramento, so if I can get him, can't get any better than that. So it was a fun adventure.
You know, the thing that's pretty cool is I got to ask you, Bill, how long have you been married?
45 years.
That's awesome. Because I was just looking up a little personal life here, and you married your junior high school sweetheart. So you've known each other for how long?
Since I was in probably junior high school.
Man, that's awesome. That's like 55 years or something. That's great.
It's crazy, huh?
and especially the you know, I think is really impressive is the fact that, you know, it's got to be a lot harder for sports wives than, you know, guys who just come back, you know, not work 9 to 5. I mean, you hear all these stories in sports. And so, I mean, I'm just really impressed with the fact that you guys are still together all these years, which is just awesome. And as you said, she puts up with you, right?
I'm a pretty old-fashioned guy. So, you know, I go to work every day and do what I'm supposed to be doing. She had real work here with the kids at home. You know, we have four kids, so that's not easy. I don't want that job, but she really loves it. And we both play real well.
Yeah, but I bet you got great kids. Hey, anyway, guys, we have to cut to our next break here. Here's our next trivia question. This is kind of different. Which country is home to the world's oldest hotel? That's our trivia question. Which country is home to the world's oldest hotel? I'm going to give you the year. Not that this will help you, but I thought this was interesting. 705 AD.
80. Okay. Yeah,
I don't know if it's still around, but at least it was apparently the oldest hotel. It's country. Which country is home to the world's oldest hotel? Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Big question.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here, along with Mike McDowd, our special guest, former New York Knicks and Bills player and coach, actually, Bill Cartwright. First trivia question: which country is home to the world's oldest hotel?
Let Bill handle that one.
I don't know. Let's say Greece.
That actually would be a good guess. Actually, Japan.
I was going to go China.
Okay, well, all right. You got the Asian side of the things. Go ahead. Mike, I know you want to ask Bill a question.
It's very profound. As we mentioned, we are happy to have Bill on our show today, but we want him to come back pretty darn soon as he gets that new book, because it's going to make a great Christmas gift. Right, Bill? And then second part, Bill, I know you play guitar. We would be thrilled to have you strum that guitar, because I don't think you've ever played guitar in any sports talk show ever. Have you?
No, and it's out of practice. I don't think we really want that. And it's funny because my wife hears me playing it, and she's like, "Are you still playing that same song?" And I'm like, "Yes." So playing the same
song. I bet you're pretty darn good. Have you played in front of people before?
No, really. You know, most people, they play at home. You know, you play a little bit of everything. I know what my talent level is. And that's the bad thing, is that you're playing at home and you think, oh, that sounds pretty good. And then you hear somebody who can really play. It's like, no. Oh, I need a lot of work. So it's it's like watching a guy play basketball at the rec center and then watching the NBA players. Not quite playing the same game.
Yeah, Bill, let me ask you, you know, because you played for a number of years, obviously you played for, you know, three championship teams in a row, which is quite a feat. But then you also went into coaching. And how do you... I got to think that there's got to be like some frustration as a player at your caliber. And obviously, you know, if you're coaching in the NBA, I mean, all the players are really good, but sometimes players don't make good coaches and sometimes they do. So can you talk a little bit about what it's like to like see the court from a different angle?
Well, I played 16 years and coaching as a talent of teaching, and I really found that out. I would have never coached if it wasn't for Jerry Krause, who traded for me in Chicago. And when I got to play with Seattle, he called me up and asked me if I wanted to coach, and I was thinking, I'm pretty happy in Sacramento, so no. But he persistently came back and he asked me to coach, and I kind of thought, maybe this is what I should be doing. And I had an opportunity to learn from guys who were really good coaches: Tex Winter, Johnny Bogg, Frank Hamlin, Jim Clemens. Of course, Phil was there. And it was a really great learning experience to spend time with those guys. And you learn to become teachers of the sport. And there's a certain philosophy, a certain balance that you have to have. And naturally, you want to drive your players to push them to excellence. And then basically teach them a system, defensively and offensively, and convince them to make them theirs. So, like I said, I was really lucky to be part of that group. I won three championships as a player, and I was fortunate enough to win the last two championships in Chicago as a coach. So I was really lucky, extraordinarily lucky. And it was just a great, great learning experience. It was fun. Hey, it's always good to win. So it was just a great journey.
Yeah. I mean, to win three in a row, just go ahead.
You know, Ed was right. Three in a row, Bill. You know, I definitely want to talk about your days at USF. I don't think people understand just how much that program captivated the city of San Francisco and California. But Edward, you just mentioned three NBA championships. You know, you hear players like, I know you respect Deion Sanders, some of these other wonderful, amazing athletes that win their championships. Now, here's the question. So you win your three NBA titles. People often say, Deion Sanders, for example, he said something was missing. When you reach the pinnacle, was something missing? For him, it was God. And I found that very interesting. Mm-hmm. Was there something that, okay, I won my three NBA championships. What's next? Fair question?
Well, that's everybody has their own journey, their own thoughts, their own things they want to accomplish in their lives. So I was not missing that. I already had that coming in. So the biggest test is the next journey, the next year. So when we won our first championship, we beat the Lakers. So then we had to overcome Portland that next year. So you're just looking to keep that same level of play. We're fortunate enough to keep the same team together. Mm-hmm. And our GM with his staff, Jerry Krause, we were not only able to keep them together, but add to it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we ended up getting young guys, Will Perdue, B.J. Armstrong, Stacey King, Scott Williams, you know, to add guys like Trent Tucker, add guys like Greg Hodges, the best shooter on the planet. Greg, I know, wishes he was playing now because that dude is amazing. So we're just able to add every single year great, great players. And consequently, we're able to play 10 guys and maintain that level for years. So really lucky, great staff, great coaching staff, great players. I don't know. That usually ends up in a championship.
That's interesting. You mentioned a couple of players who, you know, don't come to the forethought of people's minds, but, you know, when you play with them, you practice with them and all that, and you know how good they are, but they may not get as much playing time.
Yeah. A lot of teams, you know, it's interesting. It's, you know, not only playing styles have changed, but coaching styles have changed, and it's kind of interesting. Don't you guys think it's weird that on an NBA team or a college team, they can't play more than 10 guys. So it's like, oh, I'm going to keep my rotation to 8. So it's, why are these guys on? Why are you paying these guys to play? You've got 6-7 guys over there, and you don't play them, which to me is insane. Be it seen as a GM, be it seen as an owner. So we're fortunate enough in Chicago to play 10, 11 guys.
Yeah,
that's why in the playoffs, guys like Bobby Hansen come out and against Portland and makes 3 threes. Guys like Jed Bushler gets on the floor, makes 2 threes in the playoffs. That's why we play Steve Kerr, who has a great series when we play against Utah. Yeah. Guarding John Stockton, making big shots. So our bench guys, I call them our second group of starters.
I mean, I always thought that was kind of interesting too. It's like you go into overtime and they're keeping the same 5 guys out there, and you know they're gassed, and that's why, you know, I can see where, you know, if you have the 10 or 11 guys, keep rotating them in. You guys have to have fresh legs. You know, they're still humans.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a nice rotation, and it is during the now, you know, you're playing.
Your mic's cutting in.
5 minutes a half. Yeah. You're playing up 5 minutes a half, 6 minutes a half, 10 minutes a half. So now your bench guys are getting 15 to 20 minutes a game.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of insanity.
And I know that they got to learn to.
play together too, you know, with like certain guys play well to, you know, with other players. But I mean, I guess that's what you got to do in practice is just keep rotating guys in and out. So they all know, okay, when I'm on the court with this guy, I got to play this way.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to end your career.
Yeah. We're going to get you coaching. But,
there you go.
But everything changes in basketball. It used to be where you had a first group and then you would sub out the entire starting group, and that second group of starters were coming in. And you had two teams, and two teams played differently. They were a team, maybe they were a happy team, maybe they were a zone team, but they changed the game around. So, that's just the nature of the beast. Everything changes. It's not going to make sense to what you were doing because people have different thoughts now, which is fine. Yeah. But it is possible to play two teams out there.
Gotcha. Okay, hey guys, we're going to cut to our next commercial break here. This one, I looked this up. There's no way I would get this question, so I'm sorry. This is a hard one. What was the name of the first social media website? Now, I know we're all like thinking, oh, this has got to be this, got to be this. But I'd never heard of this company before. Sorry. Yeah. Next time I'll get an easier question. And I don't know if this will help you, but it was launched in 1997. So what was the name of the first social media website? I mean, I guess I can't remember why they called it this. But anyway, all right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. We're having too much fun here. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowd and our special guest, Bill Cartwright. Our second trivia question, what was the name of the first social media website?
Be My Friend? I don't know. Who knows?
I know. This is a tough one. 6 Degrees?
What?
I never heard of it. I know. I'm sorry. I usually like Mike didn't tell me that we were having a guest until yesterday. And so I usually get these trivia questions set ahead of time. And I figured, it's just going to be the two of us. Nobody will yell at me for having these hard trivia questions.
that could be one of the all time stupidest you've ever had. Thank you. That was a beautiful one.
Okay. Well, okay. So while we're doing this, I do have to say this is my silly joke of the week. You ready? Okay, so Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson went on a camping trip. After a good meal, they lay down for the night and went to sleep. Some hours later, Holmes woke up and nudged his faithful friend Holmes and said, Watson, his faithful friend. Holmes said to Watson, Watson, look up and tell me what you see. And Watson said, well, I see a fantastic panorama of countless stars. And Holmes says, well, what does that tell you? He says, astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Well, what else? Astrologically, I observe that Saturn is in Leo. What else? Horologically, whatever that means, I deduce the time is approximately 3:15. And what else? Well, theologically, I can see that God is all-powerful and that we are small and insignificant. Anything else? Well, meteorologically, I suspect that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow. Well, why? Watson asks. What does that tell you, Mr. Holmes? Holmes, with a silent moment, then spoke, Watson, you idiot! It tells me someone stole our tent!
Wow, I'm sorry. That was a beautiful one. That was the longest one you've ever read. Thank you.
Okay, does that make up for the stupid trivia question?
Wow.
Okay. All right, Mike, reintroduce our guest for those who, like, tuned out while my stupid joke was going on.
Yeah, we're just really thrilled to have the great Bill Cartwright, a guy who hails from Borden, Lodi, California, went to Elk Grove High School, won a championship. Bill, did I hear you right? Elk Grove High School, you guys are the Thundering Herd. Is that correct?
That is correct. The Thundering Herd was still doing some great stuff.
Oh, that's what they still are. So, but you kind of put that high school on the map. You won the Tournament of Champions against Bishop O'Dowd. I believe, didn't you score 55 in that game against them? Set a record, I believe.
That was only 1975.
I remember hearing you were the biggest deal that Elk Grove ever had. In fact, I asked Bill yesterday, Edward, what was the population back there? Bill says, you're going to have to do your homework. I did my homework. Are you ready for this, Bill? Your little town was 3,700 people. Now it's massive. It's like over 50,000, whatever the heck it is.
And that's all that's unbelievable. Due to Bill.
Yeah.
From there, they go, we got to move into there.
and your high school's... So you put that town on the map. Congratulations. You know, we talked about you going to USF. You were recruited by Dean Smith. Everybody wanted you, but you chose USF. And it obviously has a connection to your heart, and I know you've done work with them. We have a mutual friend, the great Jack Boland, who's very connected with USF. But I don't think people understand, and I really would love you to try to paint a picture for us. What a big hot deal University of San Francisco Dons basketball was. It was the hottest ticket in town. It was the talk of the town. And man, the media coverage, not like today, but I mean, listen, you were the center of San Francisco. Is that not true? Because that's what I remember.
Well, you got to remember is that USF
and always had a great tradition of basketball, of course, with Bill Russell, Casey Jones, Mike Farmer, and that group in the 50s. In the 60s, it was, Joe Ellis, Ollie Mattson. Those guys that came in there.
Bob St. Clair.
And also, Bob St. Clair was early. That was in the 50s with the football guys.
Yeah.
It had always had a great tradition of basketball. The group right before me with Phil Smith, Kim Aristani, Eric Thurston, that group was really good. So that conference at that time, which was the WCAC, which is now the WCC right now, we were basically the Gonzaga for about 20 years before I got there. So I was just really coming into a team that was already really, really good and really motivated. So when I went to USF, I came in with these guys who were pretty darn good already. Guys like Marlon Redman, Howard Smith, Jeff Randall, Mike Quick. These guys were all Bay Area guys. They were already really good. So we added, along with myself, two-time Mr. Oklahoma, Woodford Boynes, who was our best player. James Hardy from Long Beach. Later on, we added Chevy Cox, Philadelphia kid, who was really good. So I guess my point is that we were just carrying on the tradition of basketball. And we won the conference every year. The only regret now is never made our we always played great during the season. We always won the conference, but we never able to make a Final Four. So that was the most disappointing thing. So, but that great experience.
Right, Bill.
Love USF. I still do. Great memories. Great times. Just needed to get another championship.
And two things, Bill. At one point, you had the tallest starting lineup in collegiate basketball. That was pretty – I found that really interesting. You had the biggest lineup in the entire nation. And then I remember, I think it was your sophomore season, you went 29-0. And I know 29-0, that's as special as it gets. I mean, everybody thought, and I'm sure you did as well, we're winning the whole enchilada, and that had to be one of the great, because you got your three NBA championships, but that had to be, I'm sure that still gets you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was disappointing because midway through the season, all of a sudden, if you can imagine, and I was very surprised, like, wow. And all of a sudden, we're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Wow, that was a super big deal. I was very surprised. And I was very surprised to be myself on the cover. Like, holy smokes, what is going on? So, I just thought
that was a really cover of Sports Illustrated. Okay. Yeah, we're catching like every other word again. I don't know why. That's all right. It's something to do with the internet. Don't they say something like that? If you get on the cover of Sports Illustrated, like Madden, same thing. If there's some curse about it, you've heard that before, haven't you, Mike?
I don't think so.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. I was just thinking to myself, Bill. No, Bill's what, 19, 20 years old. You're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Did that change your life? I mean, come on. What, 1% of the population gets on Sports Illustrated, the cover? I mean, that's a big deal, especially in college.
Yeah, I was very surprised. But, the bottom line is that at the end of the year, we ended up playing Notre Dame at Notre Dame. What are we doing playing there? that had nothing to do with the NCAA. And we ended up losing that game there. And then now we, this round, we played in the Battle of Las Vegas of playoffs, if you can imagine. So are we supposed to play the ECU team of those guys? Those guys are really good. And I think that year that they went to, I want to say the Final Four, but they were really, they were a buzzsaw. And that's we. So we were 29-0. We finished the year 29-2. Very disappointing, but it is what it is. And we just had to take it in. And,
yeah, but then when you get to the Bulls, does there come a point, like after the first time you win, getting into the second time and even the third time, when you just kind of like deep inside, you just know you're going to win? I mean, even as a fan, I kind of looked, I said, I just can't see anybody beating you guys. You know, I know you still have to play hard. You know, still, you have to play with, you know, I don't want to say a chip on your shoulder, but you have to, you know, play as though you're behind type of thing. But inside, don't you kind of have that confidence that you kind of know you're going to win?
No. You better not have confidence. You should have the confidence to know that you can get your ass beat. If you don't bring your best effort, you bring your best mind, and you're hoping your opponent's not making shots, and that
because you had that healthy attitude, me as a fan could go, oh, I know they're gonna win. You know, again, I'm not on the court, right? So I have the luxury of being able to do that.
Yeah, sports is tricky. Hey. Sports is like you, man. They can the tide can turn and the momentum can shift, and hopefully your guys are good enough to fight against the storm and try to overcome those teams, because those teams they're coming with everything they got, and you've got to be lucky. Got to make big shots. You got to make big plays. And fortunately enough, we had enough guys and performers to be able to overcome those guys.
Gotcha.
I bet you there was in San Francisco, Bill, you and your teammates couldn't walk around without getting noticed back then. And then today, you would have your meals played for, no NCAA violations. But back then, you'd be put on the – I don't want – you know, you'd be on the probation for 1 to 2 years. So was it like that at all?
Well, we didn't suffer at USF because, we were pretty catered to. We had our own special meal tables, and, we were allowed to eat at different restaurants as a team. So we were okay. We were pretty spoiled at school. So we had no regrets. And, you know, what I do want to say is that, you know, being a, as a player, I've always been fortunate to have really good coaches. Started in high school, my high school coach, Dan Risley, at USF with Bob Gaylord, our head coach, and Dan Bawalami, our assistant coach, playing for the Knicks. My head coach, my first year, was Red Holzman. Later on, I got UB Brown. We got
Hold that thought. We have a hard break here. Really quickly, who was the first U.S. Who was the first American woman on a U.S. postage stamp? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101 will be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with our special guest, Bill Cartwright, and my awesome co-host, Mike McDowd. Okay, third trivia question. Who was the first American woman on a U.S. postage stamp?
Betsy Robinson.
No, that's what I would have thought. No, Martha Washington, 1902.
I thought you could say Martha Brady.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. An 8-cent stamp, which was actually kind of expensive back then. So let's have Bill. Bill's going to come back. But what about his book? Because Christmas time's going to be coming up here soon.
Bill.
My book will be out in probably the middle of December. Okay. And it's my autobiography, and we're very excited to, for one thing, to be done with it, and another thing, to be able to tell a story. And it just really reflects, my family, my friends, my journey, all the fun stuff that happens. I'm a pretty positive guy. So we're not going to get any nasty stories about any teammates or anything like that. So don't be looking for that. Okay, but, cool. It's going to be very, very positive. And we're just very excited to have it done. And I think it's going to be fun. Just fun reading.
Great. Well, NBA, former NBA player and coach Bill Cartwright, thanks for joining us. Here's our thoughts for the day. So I saw a sign on a telephone pole that said, "Have you seen my cat?" So I called up and I said, "No." I try to be helpful, you know. And why do people say heads up when you're supposed to duck?
You ever thought about that? Lastly, the best things in life are free, plus shipping and handling. All right, tune in next week to Sports Ecom 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia, or asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, so
thank you, guys.